1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
That's who we are, and we are Ben and also Vince, because it's the show.
Well, one of us is Ben and one of us is Vince. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say we're both Ben and Vince. Some people would say that, maybe. I don't know.
Hell. What? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm not, you know, texting and podcasting at the same time. That's a deadly combination.
That's a deadly sin, too, I think. It was on the new list of the seven new deadly sins.
That, are you serious?
Polluting the environment.
Oh, God. And yeah. Abortion, right? Or was that already?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we already talked about this, but, you know, let's talk about it again.
It's like, I don't know.
Certainly sounds like you're texting and podcasting at the same
time. No, I'm not. You gotta believe me.
I don't know why you even brought it up, really.
Why isn't Ville a word in the T9 dictionary?
So you're just going through the T9 dictionary right now, right? That, I mean, that's
no,
the reason you're asking.
My phone is away.
Why isn't what a word?
Ville, like Rockville.
Oh, it's not a word by itself.
So they should know that it's going to be like the end of a word and people are going to try to type it.
I don't know. I'm not the designer of that dictionary or the author. Editor.
Alright. So, I want to take this opportunity to go ahead and review M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening.
Oh, you saw it?
No, I didn't see it. I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, okay.
But here's my
don't
review.
You mean it's been out for like a week now? at least.
Came out last year.
Right. Anyway, well, before you review it, can I review the title?
Okay.
Like, most generic title I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Definitely wins that award.
And then you see the trailer, they're like, we believe an event is occurring.
Yeah. That was like, there was some big outdoor thing on, like, the last day of classes at Cornell, right? And, like, it was pretty boring, but it was, like, hyped up to be this big thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, you know, I thought this was going to be... You know, I thought this was supposed to be, like, happening, you know? And my friend's like, I think it's happening. And then my other friend's like, well, no, I'm pretty sure it's occurring, but...
Wow. You have friends?
Ha.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So hurry up and review this stupid movie.
Okay, yeah, it should be called The Crappening.
Ah.
That is all.
That is all. Okay, I mean, it looks pretty crappy, I admit. It does have Marky Cameron Mark. From Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ooh, what?
Do you see that movie? No, you haven't seen that movie, have you? We've been over this.
No.
You suck.
No, you suck.
That was such a good movie.
Whatever, man.
I'm not trying to say he's tense, but if you put a piece of coal up his ass, in about a week you'd have a diamond.
Hey, did I send you a text message earlier today?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to.
Okay.
Anyway, who the hell's Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Is that Mark Wahlberg?
No, it's Alan Ruck.
Okay, but Mark Wahlberg is in this movie.
Okay, Mark Wahlberg's pretty cool.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, he was in Planet of the Apes. And he was in Four Brothers.
Yeah, he was also in The Departed.
Nobody saw that.
I saw Four Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It
How
was
was it?
good.
Wow, you like started answering that question before I even asked you.
Yeah. Let's see. Their adoptive mother, yeah,
Right,
got
she got
killed.
killed. Yeah. And she was, who would want to kill the nicest lady in the world? That's what they kept on saying, right? In the trailer.
Don't remember. I really don't remember anything that happened in the movie.
Okay. How many brothers were there?
Four. And it was in
See?
Detroit.
You remember something.
Movies that took place in Detroit.
Four
Four
Brothers.
Brothers. Assault on Precinct 13.
Another movie I didn't see.
Out of Sight.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's all I got.
What was it called? Roger and Me. That wasn't really Detroit. It was more Flint.
What? Excuse me, what? Oh, 8 Mile.
Yeah. Roger and Me.
Roger Rabbit?
No, Roger. I have no idea what his last name is. Former chairman of GM. No, yeah, GM.
Don Geiss?
No, that's GE.
You have to leave GE.
Right. Geriatric something.
Extended care.
Yeah.
That's the name of this ward.
What happened to
You
your
have to leave
voice?
GE.
Yeah. I'm really. I thought for sure he was gonna die by having a big neon sign that said "Luck of the Irish" fall on him
No, that was a
instead of a
different
heart attack.
movie. That was a different movie.
Well, the one of them wasn't even a movie, so I don't know how it could be a different movie.
No, he didn't die.
I know he didn't die yet.
He didn't have a heart attack either.
Oh right, he went into a diabetic coma.
Yeah, because Liz Lemon
Because.
forgot to
Bring him a
get
pretzel.
food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody who is planning to watch the second season of 30 Rock, we've just spoiled the entire thing for you.
That's not true. That's not true, and you know it.
Yeah. Still, it's kind of true. It's not really true.
The plot. Who cares about the plot?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's another thing that had someone from Ferris Bueller's Day Off in it.
I'm
The
not following you.
season finale of 30 Rock.
Cooter?
Yeah, Cooter Burger.
Yeah.
You think my name is actually Cooter Burger?
The president saw me eating a hamburger. It
One
wasn't,
time!
and it wasn't even a hamburger.
It was a sandwich. Yeah.
It's just funny.
We certainly, if nothing else, we've made this show better by just plagiarizing other shows.
Oh, definitely.
That's right. When you're too lazy to come up with your own material on the fly, just steal from other things.
Who cares about the fly?
Us, that's all we do, man.
Have you ever watched House?
I mean, I have seen it, yeah.
Did you see this last season?
I don't know. I probably saw like one episode from it.
They're replaying it right now. In
Okay.
the summertime. And they're at the part where he's hiring a new team because he fired his old team.
I think that might have been the one episode I saw. Or is that like a
Well,
running thing?
it's
Just
like a running thing.
okay.
But, like, in the first episode, he's like not gonna do it. You keep having to convince him to hire a team.
Yeah.
And so, Yeah, so finally he gets convinced to do it. So instead of like interviewing people,
Yeah.
he has like this showdown
Okay.
between like 40, like 30 doctors.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got them all in the classroom.
Okay.
The end of the episode, he's just sitting up there at the front of class playing his guitar. He's like, by the end of the month, one of you will be gone, as will 28 more of you.
Nah. Okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yes. Do you watch that show?
I mean, sometimes I watch that episode.
Right.
It's pretty funny.
I guess.
Coming up next, it's America's favorite doctor, House.
Yeah. I don't know. My favorite doctor is Dr. Gober.
Is that your actual doctor?
Yeah.
His name is Gober?
What's wrong with that?
That's a weird name, man.
I'm pretty sure his son went to Cornell.
Is that how you got in?
Yeah, that's how I got in. My doctor's son.
Wait, is it you?
What?
Are
Why'd I have on a
you your
doctor?
is a doctor your father?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go to break.
right.
Coming up on the season finale of MILF Island, holy hot mamas. But who will be the final mommy you'd like to? Oh, you know.
I came here to be number one.
Coming up next here on NBC.
What's my motherfucking name?
Are you Ellie?
Blowing back on this Mary Jane. I'm analyzing the game.
And the game done chose me.
To bring pain to pussy niggas and pussy hoes that's one and the same.
Ever since you told me.
There's only room for two. I've been making less room for you.
Now only God can hold me.
Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me. Holla.
I met so many men, and it's like they're all the same. My appetite for loving is now my hunger pain. And when I'm feeling sexy, who's gonna comfort me? My only problem. Security.
Tired of being alone.
Yeah.
Sick of arguing on the phone.
Yeah.
While you're telling all your friends
yeah.
that your nigga don't understand
my
my love.
Love's
Here, this is me introducing Ben and Vince back from the break.
Wow, that you how did you know? I mean, it's like
Vince.
you're such a
Vince was
great.
too lazy to do it, so he was so
What?
he foisted the responsibility onto
Yo,
me.
it's a Ben and Vince show. Your name is first.
Right. So I shouldn't have to do all the work because my name is already doing all the work of being first.
Okay, but you should still have to do some of the work. That doesn't mean I have to do all of the work.
I gotta tell you, it's really hard having your name be first. It weighs heavily on me. Stop sitting on me.
No, maybe my name should be first.
What?
Maybe my name should be here.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Motion not seconded.
Motion tabled.
Yeah, table this until further notice.
Just
Come on, the Vince and Ben show? That just sounds retarded.
it does. You're listening to the radio.
Dingo and the baby. Why didn't we ever get radio names? Oh, I guess my radio name is just Ben.
Well, I mean, after a while, if we ever get any new listeners, who don't actually
Yeah.
know us, we kind of
Don't you mean
ruin.
when?
Yeah. I want to
Yeah.
have callers, you know? You know how much fun we could have with callers?
If we had an actual radio show,
Yeah. But
as
then
opposed
we'd
to
have to do it,
We'd have to have, like, a time slot?
We have to... Yeah, let's go with that.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say we have to do it live, but we already recorded live. So yeah. It's not that different at all.
It's not at all different.
Shoot, what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Wait, okay, so... The show, the radio... Oh yeah, I want to have... Anyway...
What was that sound there, Vince? What was that sound I heard there?
What sound?
It's like a ding, 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 ding. Yeah, and now there's some beeping going on or something.
Maybe a truck is backing up. Go check the window.
Wait, it's not like a truck backup.
No, you beeping. Have to check. What if we're under attack?
I'm not checking the window. You're just gonna push me out.
Yeah, just go check. Just go check.
Oh, God damn it. I'll be right back.
Finish this text.
Ow! Oh, my God! What the hell was that?
What happened? Did you get shot?
The show must go on. Let's just continue, all right?
Did you get bitten by a giant spider, like, in the mist?
I don't know what you're talking. I think I'm going into shock. Wait, I'm supposed to be going into shock. I'm not going into shock. This really hurts.
Is that French out there?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I think I'm losing my hearing from that injury I just sustained.
That vague, non-specific injury.
Yeah, Herb.
Yeah. Those popular music players everyone's been getting.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that way, I think.
Have you noticed,
isn't it funny how...
Have you noticed how expensive the liquid is that we put in our cars?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, well, but, as the great 12th century writer Michael Montaigne once said, better to know thyself than to get hit by a truck. I mean, and I still think that makes a lot of sense, even in these troubled times.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm the one who's, like, dying of blood loss over here.
Have you seen, that new reality TV show? We should all go to church.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Young people are, inscrutable.
Yeah.
She called my license plate inscrutable. I see you ate one, am I? Hilarious!
Oh, my God. So, I saw that movie.
Which?
Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
And it had its moments.
Right.
It wasn't like, dodgeball funny, or Walk Hard funny, even.
Oh, you really like Walk Hard?
It was pretty good.
I mean, I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
I didn't think it was, like, really good.
What are you guys doing? Smoking reefer. You don't want no part of this shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I probably shouldn't do it. I don't want a hangover. It won't give you a hangover. Well, I don't want to get addicted. It's not habit forming. Well, I don't want to overdose. You can't OD. Oh, it sounds really expensive. It's the cheapest drug out there. You don't want no part of this shit.
I think I kind of want it.
It's my favorite 14-year-old son.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and go through that movie now.
Yeah.
I like John C. Reilly as an actor. He's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. So that is his name?
Yeah, as opposed to what? Oh.
What's Dr. Cox's name?
John C. McGinley.
What's the deal with that?
Wow, that's really weird.
He's been in some stuff lately. No, like commercials.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Really dumb, like Robin Williams movies.
Wait, what's Dr. Cox's first name again?
Percival.
Oh, right. Percival Dewey. Pretty close.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize their names were both Cox.
Are you kidding me?
No, I just thought it was weird that two actors were named similarly. I didn't get that there was like a
connection. Wow, two actors have the same first name and middle initial.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy, Vince.
They both have curly hair.
They're both white.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw.
That's what was going on.
Speaking of movies, I saw Blazing Saddles.
Yesterday?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't guess mean to piss you off with things I might say. Yeah? No?
What?
Alright, well, it's time to queue it up there.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
All I hear is it's like it's about time to cue it up there or something.
I'm queuing it up.
Tune it up?
No, cue it up. I'm queuing it up.
Queuing what up?
Man.
Oh,
have you
that
ever
was...
heard of this band, SR71? Do you remember them?
Sort of. You know I don't know anything about bands.
It's such... They're good. It was a good... times.
Okay. I mean, I remember them from The Break.
You remember them from what?
From The Break.
Oh, I don't think they were in The Break.
We must have been listening to different breaks.
Wait, were they in A Break?
I mean, the one I... all I heard was, you know... Those are The Breaks I heard.
What?
You know, squeeze. What you go?
Why do they sound like that?
You know, that was The Breaks.
Oh, The Breaks! Oh my god.
I mean, I don't know that I do the best break impression, but I think most people would have gotten that. Jerk. So, what else is up?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Why am I hearing myself?
What?
Why am I hearing
myself? Oh, because this. I queued it up. I forgot that pressing the record button doesn't have the same effect as pressing the hijack button. Technical behind the scenes details. Okay,
right,
let me
right.
queue it back up. Let me queue it back up.
You know, the FBI was listening in, and now I heard you say hijack.
Shit.
Thanks a lot, Vince. I'm about to be taken out by some counter-terrorists.
Now do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, dude.
About what I'm talking?
Yeah, I see. I get it now. But, like, do you know what happened to SR-71? I mean, do you know why they're no longer performing?
No, okay, we'll talk about this later.
No!
Next. Yeah, we've been going way over lately. The last podcast was like 26 minutes long.
As opposed to what?
Like 23 minutes
long. Wow, yeah, it's way over.
Alright.
Man, I had a good joke all
we'll
lined
be
up,
back.
Everything.
We'll be back next time on the, you know, that show that we do.
Yeah, we'll probably be back. I mean, if the FBI hasn't, like, put us in Guantanamo Bay and we have to escape through a series of improbable events.
Alright, shut up.